Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. On this week's music review, I'm joined in the studio once again by broadcaster and DJ Baylen Leonard to round up some of the best of the month's country releases. And here he is, Baylen. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We will start with what I think is a tough act for the rest of today's show to follow. This is the great John Prine, who, to the considerable delight of everyone who thought his 1999 duets album, In Spite of Ourselves, was a pinnacle of human accomplishment, has made another one.
Wow, you like it.
I do. No, I loved In Spite of Ourselves, which, for those who don't know, we should explain, was John Prine doing a bunch of largely extremely corny country duets with various female counterpoints.
Yeah, and not dissimilar to this one.
Indeed, and it was glorious.
And this one is glorious as well. It's called For Better, For Worse, and everybody's on this that you would want to be on a duets album, right? So we've got Miranda Lambert, Leanne Womack, Alison Krauss. We've got Casey Musgraves, Amanda Shires, Morgan Stapleton, who's Chris Stapleton's other half, and Iris Dement.
Who was a mainstay of In Spite of Ourselves, the first duets album. It must be great fun being John Prine at this point, mustn't it? Because who would say no if John Prine calls you up and says, do you want to come and sing a duet on my new duets album?
Yeah, clearly no one has said no. aside from having musical relationships with these people, he's written songs for some of them and he's worked with them, as you mentioned, Iris Dement before. And Iris Dement, a real favorite of mine, Our Town and Let the Mystery Be. If you don't know those songs by Iris Dement, I implore you to go and listen to them. And her voice on those, really unique, and some people loved it and some people didn't. Her voice on this is a lot softer now, I think, in a good way. You know, it's opened itself up, I suppose, with maturity or age or something, but it's basically duets kind of married life and the troubles and tribulations therein. This song that I brought in for you today, Who's Gonna Take the Garbage Out, with Iris Dement, it was originally 1969 with the mighty Loretta Lynn and Ernest Tubb, and I have to say, I just got back from Nashville from the Americana Fest, and John Prine did some sets there. And I say some sets, he did them in one night. He did a marathon night at the Station Inn in Nashville. A fine venue that's been around for almost as long as John Prine has. And for the first part of the set, he did a track-by-track recreation of his self-titled debut album from 1971, which people were falling all over themselves, as you would imagine. And then he went away for just a moment, came back and invited Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires on stage, and then did another over an hour. He finished right around 1 a.m. And I'll remind you that he's almost 70 years old, and Americana Fest takes it out of anyone, let alone someone who's been doing it as long as he has. So he is nothing short of a legend, and this song is a pleasure.
Okay, well, to a soundtrack of all our listeners heaving their phones and tablets about with enraged jealousy after hearing that anecdote, this is John Prine with Iris Dement.
I take too much abuse from you, that's all I ever get.
Yeah,
who's gonna take your garbage out when I packed my bags and gone?
John Prine and Iris Dement. You're right about Iris Dement's voice there. She has, I don't know whether it's a deliberate thing or whether, like, as John Prine's voice is, it is mellowing and warming with age. But when you compare that to her singing on the title track of In Spite of Ourselves 17 years ago, though I think she was playing a role there.
Sure.
Clearly. But
And she's playing a role here, I think, as well. And I don't want to damn her with faint praise, saying her voice has softened with age, because she is extremely talented, knows how to use her instrument, and that could be a deliberate choice. And I'm sure that she can do many different things with her voice, and perhaps that's just one of them. I absolutely love Iris Dement.
Well, who wouldn't?
Teamed up with John Prine, you just can't go wrong. The whole album is really a complete joy.
I could not possibly agree more. That's For Better or Worse, John Prine, and also In Spite of Ourselves, I'm sure, is still widely available. Let's move along now to Ward Thomas. This is not, as the name might suggest, an old-school honky-tonker in the vein of Webb Pierce or Hank Snow. It's a pair of sisters from rural Hampshire.
It is. They're 22 years old. They're twins, Catherine and Lizzie, and they hold the distinction of making history, really. They are the first UK country act to ever have a number one album in the official albums chart, and that happened just a few weeks ago with their new album, Cartwheels. I really like Ward Thomas. I like their music and I like them as people. They're 22, so they haven't been around for a long time, but their album that they had before this, From Where We Stand, was probably one of my favorite albums when it came out a couple of years ago. They work really hard, they're super talented, and what I really like about them is that they're taking UK country and they're taking it to people who, A, don't think that they like country. This is an album that is unabashedly for the mainstream. It's radio friendly, but it's good. And that's the key to this. This is good songwriting. This is good musicianship. And they deserve all of the praise that they are getting. I love that they are taking country music and doing it in their own way. It still sounds like country music, but they talk about things that they know about.
It's not pastiche. It's not English people trying to sing about truck stops and so forth.
Yeah, and they say all the time, look, we didn't grow up with trucks, but we did grow up with tractors. So they know what they're talking about, and they're doing their own thing. But what I love about this is that it really is open. It can be played on so many different stations. So many different radio stations have already embraced it. People who think they don't like country music or don't like country music have embraced it. They're 22, so it means they're bringing in a whole younger generation into country music. And people like me who've been banging around in country music for a while think that it's really great as well. It's catchy. It's uplifting. I think it's great. I'm really interested to see what you think about it, because I know how you can get with new country and with the younger stuff that's coming out. But I want to know what you think about it.
Okay, well, we'll have a listen to it. It does, I will concede from the off, I haven't heard this yet. It has a great country title, Guilty Flowers.
Yes.
You can see where this is going already. This is Ward Thomas. Should've known I could've told you you were lying. Ward Thomas with Guilty Flowers. I do quite like that. It reminds me a little bit of Little Big Town, which I have no problem with at all, because Welcome to the Family, I think it was, I thought was a terrific album and still do. It is a recurring trope of country, as you know. It's that weird thing, the fraternal harmonies thing, when you get brothers or sisters singing harmony with each other, and this is, you know, throughout country music. You can think of the Everly Brothers, the Leuven Brothers, the Secret Sisters more recently.
Blood
indeed.
Harmony, that's exactly
indeed,
what they have.
Which,
yeah.
There is something quite odd and unearthly about it when it comes off, and they do have that First Aid Kit, you could argue,
yeah,
as well,
absolutely.
Indeed, from Sweden, which that also reminded me a little bit of. I did quite like that. Is that representative of the whole album?
It is in a lot of ways. Not to say that the album isn't varied. It is varied, but it is all in that mainstream big sound, but with amazing lyrics and, like I said, really great musicianship. It's a great album from start to finish. I went to the showcase where they did some of the songs right before the album come out. And the album is out now. It's called Cartwheels. And I was blown away by them. I was blown away by how much they had grown musically and artistically since the last album, which was one of my favorites. So I say check out the whole album, Cartwheels. The title track is pretty devastating in an emotional way. And if it's mainstream and it's for the mass market, a lot of people turn their nose up to that. I think that's nothing but a good thing as long as it's good music, and this is good music.
Okay, well, that was Ward Thomas with Guilty Flowers. The new album, Cartwheels, is available now. We will move on finally to the new one by Shovels and Rope. Little Seeds, the album is called. The track we're going to talk about has a title you can't quite believe. Marty Robbins or Leon Payne or maybe the Handsome Family never quite got around to writing. It's called Botched Execution.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Also sounds like the name of a speed metal band from Norway, doesn't it?
It could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things. Well, they say that it's inspired by Flannery O'Connor, the writer from Savannah, Georgia, the Southern Gothic writer. And this is a Southern Gothic tale. This is a husband-wife duo from Charleston, North Carolina. They have had quite a bit of acclaim with their previous albums. There was even quite a good film documentary made about their journey and their starting out and their life on the road. It's called The Ballad of Shovels and Rope. And that's
I've liked quite a lot of Shovels and Rope up to a point. There does come a point, or it has with their previous albums, where it started to get, to me at least, a little bit oppressively stylized.
Yeah, it can be a bit challenging for some people, and some of the songs can be a bit challenging, but they're such experimenters, and they so believe in the style that they go with. Now, this album, Little Seeds, which is coming out on the 7th of October, it was written in a really interesting situation. They were expecting a baby, and I think his parents had moved in with them because of Alzheimer's disease. So they're dealing with that. They're dealing with having a baby, and then they're recording this album at the same time, all in the same house.
So an entirely stress-free environment all around.
An entirely stress-free environment. She would record her vocals while the baby was sleeping and, you know, in between taking care of the dad and things like that. So I can't help but think that that lent something to this, but this is a darkly funny album. It's not, I don't find it an oppressive album. I don't find it a depressing album at all. It's dark. It's funny. They do really get into their Southern Gothic. A lot of the stuff that they write about on here, it's inspired by their own stories. They're great storytellers, and some storytellers tell other people's stories and some storytellers tell their own. They do a little bit of both on this album. And I think their sound is just totally unique. You can't ignore this sound, right? So it hits you right between the eyes, and you're either going to like it or you're not going to like it, but they are unapologetic in what they do.
Well, let's have a listen to a song which I think we have to hope is not drawn from personal experience, but, yeah. but I am predisposed to liking a song on... You know that thing where you see the title,
yeah,
and you're just thinking either that's going to be a good song or damn, I'm going to work really hard to make that a good song.
Yeah.
Botched Execution, it's a great title, so I'm kind of determined to like this. I'm on board already. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Leave the trail of crumbs, the lure, filled in the bottom in a Motel 6. Ain't got nobody left the light on. Dress myself in women's clothing in a week that I had tried. I'm trying to cleanse myself of all these alibis I had relied on. Now lying on my back, looking at the ceiling, when suddenly I am distracted by that old familiar feeling with the table, the devil, the cause that he was dealing. I was showing up for slaving, so folks all I would be stealing tonight.
Shovels and Rope with Botched Execution from their new album Little Seeds out next week. It would have been a ballsy move to call the album Botched Execution.
It would have been, definitely.
I'm kind of annoyed they haven't done that. But I do think that's a great track.
Yeah,
I mean, is it indicative of the album, though? Because I've run out of patience a bit with previous albums when it started to sound a bit too much like the kind of thing you're going to hear on the speaker in the sort of barbershop where everybody's got a beard and tattoos up their arms.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that, I have to say. But I think it's pretty indicative of the album. Again, there's some varied styles on there, and some of them are more darkly funny than others. But there is a Southern Gothic thing that runs throughout that. So if that's going to annoy you, just be aware of that. But again... they played every single instrument on this themselves. They were recording it in a house with a new baby and a father with Alzheimer's, and I think that the result of it is amazing. I think on previous albums, I know what you're saying, there were songs like Birmingham and Fish Assassin and things like that that would really stand out for me, but then I wouldn't pay too much more attention to the rest of the album, having listened to it once or twice. And at the moment, this album isn't even out yet, so I've only got a preview copy of it. And to be fair, I haven't listened to it repeatedly. I've listened to it, and Botched Execution stood out for me for the same reason that it stood out for you, but also it's, I think, going to be the new single as well. So we were all in hand with agreeing that Botched Execution should be the one we listen to first.
Okay, well, that was Shovels and Rope with Botched Execution from their new album Little Seeds, which is out next week. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you to my guest, Baylen Leonard. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. The producer was Holly Fisher, and the show was researched by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow, but for now, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.